hours to protect on Beat.
Lots of terms get thrown around in the conversation about climate change, and one of those is greenwashing.
Greenwashing. Greenwashing. I'm not sure.
I don't really know, Beyonce, because I never heard of it.
First coined in the 1980s, greenwashing has become a staple term in the 21st century's global warming dictionary.
Where a commercial company covers itself with the sort of an aura of being good for the planet while it's actually just promoting itself.
People claiming to be eco-friendly gets them to buy products that they shouldn't necessarily buy.
And that is correct. Greenwashing is the process of conveying a false impression or misleading information about how a company's products are environmentally sound.
I think people are easily led and we need to question more and more.
I think it's pretending to be what it's not.
Greenwashing is an attempt by companies to pretend that they're more environmentally conscious than they actually are. I think it dupes them into buying a product which is not actually environmentally conscious.
It wouldn't be on my top list of things I'm worried about, but it's an annoying part of life at the moment.
Well, that annoying part of life was given the European Union treatment last week when members of Parliament voted in favour of the directive which aims to protect consumers from misleading environmental claims, aka greenwashing. So while we wait for the law to get final approval, we enlisted the help of Caroline O'Doherty, environmental correspondent at the Irish Independent, to unpack what greenwashing is and how to be aware of it.
Greenwashing essentially is exaggerating the credentials of a product or a service that not pretend but contend to be environmentally friendly, so, or at least environmentally neutral or environmentally not as damaging as other products. So it is presenting a product, advertising, marketing a product or a service and saying it's either A, good for the environment or not bad for the environment or neutral for the environment. And it's exaggerating that and using it as a marketing ploy, if you like, to say our product is better, less damaging than some other product.
So, how can we watch out for greenwashing since the EU directive doesn't come in just yet?
You've got three things. You've got the kind of packaging, the colours, the logos, the leaf, the tree, the bird, whatever it might be that kind of grabs your eye. You've got the word, the language, eco this, climate neutral that. You might watch out for then this kind of the slightly smaller print where they'll say, you know, we're climate neutral and we save so many tons of carbon and so on. A lot of that is based on a company that has decided, well, we have emissions, we're counting our emissions, and we're going to offset that somehow by planting trees in another country, planting trees somewhere where rainforest is under threat, or some other kind of vaguely environmentally friendly project. And you've got these kind of certification things that you really can't verify. And that all sucks you in. If you've got a conscience around these issues, that might be the product you go to. The EU is trying to help. They've brought in regulations that will, not immediately, but they'll actually ban those kind of language unless it can be backed up, and those kind of claims unless they can be backed up. And they say they will not accept the kind of claim where something is said to be climate neutral or climate friendly or climate safe if it's based on carbon offset.
Carbon offset, in this instance, is when a company carries out an act like reforestation in order to almost claim back the carbon it has created. It means companies can fund projects that fight climate change instead of taking action to lower their own carbon emissions.
Where, you know, you have a petrol station selling fuel and saying carbon neutral driving. Now, obviously, if it's petrol or diesel, it's absolutely not carbon neutral. But because that company is planting trees in some other country, they start to claim, well, that offsets it. They're saying, no, we won't accept that anymore. The EU can only protect us so much. They can deal with the language, they can deal with the claims. But we have to get our logic in play here. Just have to get clever.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.